I'm grateful, Rob, for you leading those songs, encouraging us to lift our voices to the praise and glory of God. And we're going to consider that idea this morning as we continue to think about our lives, our presenting our lives as a living sacrifice of worship to God, and we're grateful for the very opportunity of being able to do so. Permit me again to express my thanks, first of all, to God for the opportunity to join you this weekend. Cindy and I have always enjoyed being here, and we have looked forward to this, and we're so grateful for that. And we look forward to hearing good things about the work here. And again, we are grateful for the hospitality shown by the Phipps family and the Taylors and their the whole family, as well as your participation and encouragement in what we're doing. We have a work with a small congregation in Oklahoma City, a new work. Ask your prayers concerning that as we seek to evangelize in that area and to go about God's work there. And we enjoy the similar thing that we did this morning in spending time and thinking about the Lord and what He's done for us, partaking of His memorial feast. Again, we're grateful for this opportunity. The voice. It all started when someone at NBC discovered a popular European reality show called The Voice of Holland. It was a singing competition, and NBC converted the idea to The Voice of America and then simply The Voice. And the show has been a staple on television since 2011. The show finds new singing talent and puts them before judges who sit with their backs to them. And when a judge is impressed with a singer, then he hits a button that rotates the chair around and to face the singer. And then the singer gets to choose which one is going to coach them and work with them. And within a short while, the singers have discovered their voice and they've learned crucial disciplines that will enhance their talent. And this allows them to reach the next level. And soon they're singing and performing beyond of what they ever imagined at first. And viewers participate in the voting, and at the end of the season, the winner is awarded $100,000 and a recording contract. And when we think about singing and our culture, it would be safe to say, I think, that although singing reality shows are very popular, the general public would not view themselves as having a speaking voice, much less a singing voice. And so as a culture, we're content to be spectators. And when it comes to opening our mouths and revealing how we sound, especially in song. And so we may venture out to sing Happy Birthday or even the National Anthem, which is not easy to sing. But as a people, we're shy when it comes to singing, and therefore we do very little of it. And as a nation, we're just content to watch and be entertained. And this cultural influence affects the worship of the Lord's church. As one author observed, the contemporary church in North America tends to be made up of people of diverse traditions. They sing less, both in and out of church, than did their ancestors. And as one brother observed also, of all the things we do in worship, song worship is the most culturally foreign to us. Just about all of us talk on a daily basis. However, in the modern day United States, singing is something that most people listen to on the radio, not something that they do. So song worship can be intimidating, especially for those who are not accustomed to it, don't have that background. And the proverbial, I can't carry a tune in a bucket, may inhibit some from fully and exuberantly participating. Regarding public congregational singing, there's a fear that someone might hear me. And this fear is increased depending on where you sit in the congregation. As one author observed, if people sit more than 4 feet away from each other, they won't sing in case they are heard. If they sit less than 4 feet away from each other, they will sing because they hear others singing. It's as simple as that and has to be taken very seriously. The fact is, we all have a voice. We all have a voice. God created us wonderfully. As David said in Psalm 139:14, for you formed my inward parts. That includes this, the voice. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. Our awesome God designed our human body. And this includes our singing and speaking voices as well. The Lord God gave us a larynx, vocal cords, a tongue, a mouth, and air bellowing from our lungs. All perfectly designed to sing. Since we are made for His glory, He wants us to use our voices for Him. In Psalm 118:14, the Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Glad songs of salvation are in the tents of the righteous. And you can just substitute homes for tents. This is what was seen when Jesus entered Jerusalem in Luke 19 and verse 37. And as he was drawing near, already on the way down from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of his disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. The Christians in the upper room found their voice of praise in Acts 4, verse 24. And when they heard it, they lifted their voices together to God and said, Sovereign Lord, who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and everything in them. And the Apostle John heard loud voices of praise in heaven in Revelation 5 at verse 11. Then I looked and heard around the throne and the living creatures and the elders the voice of many angels, numbering myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. Each one of us has a wonderful gift, the voice, just waiting to be opened to the glory of God. God is interested in our voices. He turns his throne to face us, to listen to us, to consider what we're saying. God has a plan for our lives and our voices. The Bible warns of how damaging our voices can be. James said, and the tongue is a fire, a world of unrighteousness. However, there are ways to use our voice which will set the world on fire in a godly way. And this morning we're going to briefly consider 10 such ways. Briefly. Our voices are made for God's glory, praise, worship, singing, rejoicing, love, God's grace, a service for eternity and for His purpose. And we must ask ourselves how our own voice can accomplish these things today. And we'll summarize each point by lifting our voices as we just sang about in praise. Our voice can bless the person, the next person who hears it. Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but as only such as is good for building up as fits the occasion, that you may give grace to those who hear it. Bless people with your voice. It's made for God's glory. Romans 15 at verse 5. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Jesus Christ, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our lives and our voices are wonderfully made to glorify God, especially together. In Christ, our identity and purpose is very clear. 1 Corinthians 6 at 19, you are not your own, for you have been bought with a price. On the slave market, you've been redeemed. So glorify God in your body. The redeemed have been bought so they can use their bodies, including their voices, to glorify God. Let us now glorify God in our bodies. Do me in my life, Lord, be glorified, be glorified in my life, Lord, be glorified today in my song, Lord, be glorified, be glorified in my song, Lord, be glorified today. Made for praise. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. That means you and me. We've got breath. Our voices were created to praise God. Our vocal mechanism was made to vibrate and give breath and life to words, thoughts, and ideas. We're never more fully alive than when we are praising God. Listen to what John said in Revelation 5 at 13. And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them saying, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever. We sing, all things praise thee. Heaven's high shrine rings with melody divine. Lowly bending at thy feet, seraph and archangel meet. This their highest bliss, to be ever praising. Lord, may we. Let's praise God with our breath and our being. Glory. Praise the Lord, his glory show. Saints within his courts below. Angels round his throne above. All who see and share his love. Earth to heaven and heaven to earth. Tell his wonders, sing his worth. Age to age and shore to shore, praise him evermore. Our voices are made for worship. We were designed to worship by the very nature of our creation. Revelation 4:11, worthy are you, Lord, our God, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. Why? For you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. We ultimately fulfill our purpose in Christ as worshiping priests. Again from 1 Peter 2:9, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession. Why? that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Let us worship God as a priesthood of believers. Do be. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand, and the sheep of His hand. Voices are made to sing. We were physically designed to sing, and with the need to express ourselves in song. Psalm 139:14 again, I praise you. Why? For I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. Paul said in Ephesians 5:19, but be filled with the Spirit. Be led by the Spirit. Addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the heart, Lord, with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Expressing our praise in singing fulfills our lives and connects us together in our worship. Let's use our voices in wonderful song and worshipful song. You are the words and the music. Do we. You are the words and the music. You are the song that I sing. You are the melody. You are the harmony. Praise to your name I will bring. You are the Lord of lords. You are the mighty God. You are the King of all kings. So now I give back to you the songs that you gave to me. You are the song that I sing. Our voices are made for rejoicing. When we sing for the Lord or proclaim His truth, it is a joyous affair. 1 Thessalonians 5:16, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. When you cannot rejoice in your load, you can still rejoice in the Lord. Psalm 95, verse 2, let us come into His presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to Him with songs of praise. Let our hearts and our voices now rejoice. Do we. Sorry about that. Toby. Well, sorry, we'll try that. Okay. The Spirit understands. It talks about our weaknesses. You know, He intercedes for our behalf. So, Toby. Who needs it?
Hold on.
Okay.
You We have to have that one on.
Okay.
So they can hear downstairs. Take
okay. All right. We'll just do what we can here.